Deuteronomy chapter 33, verses 13 through 17. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of a wild ox. Together with them he shall push the peoples to the end of the earth. They are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. Let us focus our attention, writes Apostle Arkady, to the reward that is contained in the birthright of Christ, which is presented to us in the name of Joseph, which is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. And this reward is comprised of 9 components. This is the image of the gifts from heaven. This is the image of dew. This is the image of the gifts of the deep lying beneath. This is the image of the precious fruits of the sun, the image of the precious produce of the moon, the image of the best things of the ancient mountains, the image of the precious gifts of the everlasting hills, the image of the precious things of the earth in its fullness, and the image of the blessings of the one who appeared in the burning bush. We together, in summary, had looked at the first image of the precious gifts from heaven, and today we will look at the second component of the reward that belongs to Christ in the name Joseph, placed on our account in Christ Jesus. This is the image of the precious gifts from heaven in the image of clouds that drop down their dew. We're going to talk about dew. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 20. By his knowledge, the depths were broken up, and clouds drop down the dew. And so before we talk about dew, let's remember the clouds. And to remember the clouds is impossible if first we don't talk about the depths, at least in short. This was a long sermon of Pastor Arkady where he showed 2 components of depths. This is depths both in the positive sense of the word and in the negative sense of the word. We see terms like, for example, the beast coming out of the depths, or hell. This is the negative sense of the word, but we also see the positive definition where it talks about how your fate is like a great depth. Oh, great is the depth and vision of God. Deep calls unto deep with the voice of your waterfalls. This is depth, or depth in the positive sense. And Pastor had said that this depth is God himself and his children and his angels, who are representatives of light. And also depths could be devil and his followers as the representatives of darkness. These are 2 depths which oppose one another and contend with one another. And about one of the depths has clouds that are filled with the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and the other depth has waterless clouds. And so, what does Scripture mean under the image of clouds that drop down dew? The cloud that drops down rain and dew is an image of God's chosen remnant that is called the bride of the Lamb and the most beautiful of women. If we do not have an organized partaking to a specific congregation of saints, we cannot be a cloud filled with water, and instead will be a waterless cloud that is carried around by the winds of delusion. So here for us are presented 2 kinds of clouds because there exist 2 kinds of depths. And we define ourselves. Either we are going to be found in the depth that is over us in heaven. We look and there is no ceiling, no end. There's another depth, though, that is found under us. This is also a depth which contends with that depth that is over our head. And so over our head, there are clouds that are filled with moisture of the teaching of Jesus Christ. And under our feet, we see the waterless clouds that carry around dust and are swayed by all kinds of winds of teachings. But we, of course, want to collaborate with God's depths and to be clouds that are filled with this dew. And now, specifically, let's talk about this dew. Seven components about it. Although there are many more that exist, but there I chose seven because this is the service of tithes and offerings, and we have a very limited time frame. First, the image of a cloud spreading its dew is the ability to speak under the direction of the Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 1 through 2. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. And so, speaking or speech in the image of dew is different from the teaching in the image of rain. To ratify in our heart the teaching about the kingdom of heaven, there needs to be speech in the subject of certain words that are yielded by the requirements of Scripture that are called to be the faith of our heart, accepted by us and founded on the teaching of the preached word about the kingdom of heaven. This speech, which we must have, is always sustained and specific, full of dignity and nobility. This speech lacks vile and vain words, as well as words of suspicious unbelief and uncertainty. It is according to speech that we can define God's handwriting. And so if we don't gain the precious gifts of heaven in the image of dew in the subject of a certain format and image of speech, then we will have nothing to ratify the faith of our heart with. Astounding. It turns out that it's important not just to accept the teaching in our heart and then to renew our thinking. If our lips are going to be if our speech is not going to be pure, we will not be able to renew our thinking. And we looked at how this dew is called to drop down. Our dew must be this, like this pure river, and not like And second, the image of clouds dropping dew is the personified seed of the Word in the face of the firstborn Son of God, through whom all began to be, and of whom it is said, from the womb of the morning you have the dew of your youth. Psalms 110, verse 3. We were born of God just as the firstborn Son of God, Jesus Christ, was, or just like dew is born in the dimension of the Spirit. As written about us, of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creation. And what's interesting is that we were born, meaning how were we born? We know that we were born from our parents. But when we are born of God, we are not born as flesh is born, we are born as a spirit is born. And we are born the same way that our Lord Jesus Christ was born. Jesus Christ was born through the word. The angel had said, and so, behold, you will conceive and give birth to a son and call his name Jesus. And she had said, behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. So in this time, Jesus was conceived. There was no seed of the husband present. There was the word present. You will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son. You will call his name Jesus. And she said, let it be to me according to your word. And Jesus, as dew, was born through the word. We saints are born in the same way. He has given birth to us through the seed of the word of truth. Jesus is the dew, and we also are this dew because we are born again only when we accept the word of truth and when we are born again. And this brings us great joy. Thirdly, the image of the clouds dropping dew is the appearance of the bread of life in the image of speech about the preached word of Christ. Numbers 11:9, and when the dew fell on the camp in the night, the manna fell on it. It is speech through which the essence of the gospel of Christ is passed on, that we have bread that dwells in eternal life in the image of manna that has dropped down with dew. So we see how it turns out that the teaching, it comes together with the dew. And this dew is the word, the preached word, that is directed to us. So those that preach this word have this dew. And when this dew had come down on the camp of Israel together with this dew appeared manna. And when the dew disappeared, the manna had disappeared. It turns out that God, the manna, had combined with the dew, which is the word of the messengers of God. Therefore, it is necessary to cherish it. But we know things like dew and rain, they appeared only after the Lord had satisfied His holiness over sin in the first world. First, Scripture said that this was not present in the beginning. Steam had come from the earth and filled the earth before the flood. They didn't know what rain was. They didn't know what fog was. They didn't know that what dew from heaven was. There was steam that rose, a steam that rose from the earth. And after the Lord had satisfied His holiness through Noah over sin and lawlessness, over the wicked and the lawless, a person for the first time saw what rain was and saw what dew was. Therefore, first, we are going to be met with this haze. This is fog, the steam that is in the air. And dew is already a specific word. It is specific revelation that we proclaim. And it is found on paper. It's not just flying in the air. It's specific. Therefore, when the apostle comes who is filled with revelation, this is the revelation that is in his heart. And when we accept this word, and when we are clothed in the status of Noah, who was righteous and created righteousness, the Lord allows this fog to become dew on our land. And then, of course, there will be rain present. Fourth, defining the image of the cloud dropping dew is the opening of our root for water and our branch for the dew of the night. My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. Job 29:19. Here we see the root and the branches, heart and the mind, the ability to ponder and the ability to reason. If our root is open for water, we accept in our heart the preached word, then the dew, the revelation, will spend the night on our branch, meaning we will understand the revelation that has been placed into our heart. The root and the branch, they are tied together. Fifth, defining the image of the cloud dropping dew is the ability of a person to hear the voice of God in his heart. Hosea chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. His branches shall spread, his beauty shall be like an olive tree, and his fragrance like Lebanon. Those who dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall be revived like grain and grow like a vine. Their scent shall be like the wine of Lebanon. But the Lord says, I am going to be the dew for Israel. And he did not lie in this. Today we come to this dew. Here is where this dew is presented, and we right now are nourishing ourselves with this dew. As we see, God never lies. We just need to understand what he is talking about. Sixth, defining the image of the cloud dropping dew is the voice of the Son of God to his people who dwell in the dust. Isaiah 26, verse 19. Your dead shall live, together with my dead body they shall arise. Awake and sing, you who dwell in dust, for your dew is like the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. It is thanks to living dew, the earth shall cast out the dead. It is thanks to the living dew, which is the voice of the Son of God, that does good to the resurrection of life, and to those who have done evil, to the resurrection of condemnation. John chapter 5, verses 25 through 29 says, most assuredly I say to you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God. This means that when Christ had come and when he had spoken his word, it, like dew, fell onto this land, and now the land received the decree to give away and cast away all its dead. Let's continue on. When the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live and come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and to those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. So there are two kinds of resurrection, the resurrection of life and the resurrection of condemnation. And one and the other will live eternal. One will live eternally in blessing, and the other will live eternally in condemnation and curse. And seventh, defining the image of the cloud dropping dew is a kind of sanctification that brings safety to Israel. Especially in our tumultuous times, it's necessary for us to understand this. Zechariah chapter 8, verses 11 through 13. And the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these. And it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and the house of Israel, so I will save you, and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear. Let your hands be strong. Fulfilling one of the fundamental commandments in the subject of honoring God with tithes and offerings turns the favor of God towards a person in his living due. And so based on this, we will sing a psalm, and we are going to thank God that we together were born from the dew. Dew dwells on the on our branches because our root spread out to the waters of God, and we have the great privilege to proclaim with our lips this dew for our bodies, for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for this earth, so that this earth also can be renewed when Christ comes together with his church. But he will not allow this earth to be renewed until our bodies are clothed, renewed. When the bodies of saints are renewed, then he together with these saints will come onto this earth, and he will renew this perishing earth. Let us please stand and sing together a psalm and praise God and worship him in this wonderful service. With great gladness, will repeat after Pastor Arkady that each time the people of Israel had honored God with tithes and offerings, either in the tabernacle of Moses or the temple of Solomon, they were called to, according to the words of Moses, which he had received as a revelation from God, to raise their hands over their offerings and to proclaim one unique proclamation that they were faithful to for thousands of years. We, being the same Israel, tied to the same root, drinking from the same olive tree, will do the same thing. Please raise your right hand, a symbol of your righteous act, and please pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated the tithes from my home and have brought them into your home, so that in your home there may be food. I did not give in sorrow. I did not give impurely. I did not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to express my love and to acknowledge your authority. And now, according to your word, I ask you, may your heavenly windows be opened, and may your blessing come down abundantly upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May you be blessed. Please be seated.